its software's underlying code for outside review. But security experts and some U.S. politicians say the move is mostly meaningless. The U.S. government barred federal agencies from using Kaspersky's antivirus products because of concerns about its ties to the Kremlin and Russian spy operations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, I just had a disturbing realization.
What's that?
Well, I'm moving this mic back and forth to my face, right? And, you know, it's a radio mic, because we're radio guys.
Sure.
And I push it away with my face a little bit. And then I have the realization that talk radio is kind of notorious for yelling pundits, and I imagine that there's a lot of spittle coming from these yelling pundits, and I'm starting to wonder when the last time this pop filter was cleaned that I just pushed with my face.
Mm. I could have lived my whole life without anyone broaching that line of thought to me.
Well, you know, there's something
I don't know,
a little neurotic about me.
Offers, like, free vaccinations.
Well, I'm not coming down on the station. I'm sure this is the case all over the place.
Oh, you know, yeah, it's the nature of the medium.
I mean, we do have ourselves a very nice little room here. Our engineer looks like he might have just climbed out of the shower. He's got just about the bluest shirt I've ever seen. So he did his laundry.
Well, you know, the things we do to bring the radio to...
Right.
You, the listening man.
Right, totally. We want to have the sights and the smells of the pop filter for you.
That's not what I meant.
All right, so tonight we have an interesting show. You know, I'm always excited when, you know, if you haven't noticed, I like to kind of poke a little in order to...
I have noticed. Every time it says the views and opinions of hosts, guests, and whatever on KCNR... I'm just like, yeah, you'd better say that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to say some stuff.
Yeah, I definitely like to poke, you know, and normally it's on a political level. I like to poke the left a little bit. I like to poke the right a little bit, you know.
Sure. I've gotten your Facebook posts.
But tonight, we have one of those rare topics that's controversial enough on its own where I really don't need to do any poking.
Yeah.
So our last controversial topic where I felt this way was, you know, killing Bigfoot.
Right.
Tonight, our topic is Flat Earth.
I think that's significantly more controversial, frankly.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, most people don't believe in Bigfoot, and so they don't probably have a strong opinion about whether it lives or dies.
I see. So this one has strong opinions on both sides.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we learn about, like, Galileo and Copernicus in school. And,
yeah.
You know, everyone knows... at least, you know, enough to know that the world is round. Maybe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it round, Sean?
On this show, for this moment in time, that will be treated as a controversial statement, I suppose.
It might not be. You know. So I'm curious as to how many people out there really are flat earthers. I guess they have a name for believers in the flat earth theory. You know.
Well, I'm peripherally, and so are you actually, related to, it's like the Kevin Bacon thing, you know, how many degrees of separation before you hit a flat earther,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
how many degrees away from a flat earther are you?
Exactly. Well, we both know someone who knows a flat earther.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
Jake from...
Jake's a flat earther?
No, Jake's not a flat earther.
Oh,
but
I was going to be shocked.
He has a flat earther friend.
Okay. I was going to be shocked because Jake was in the military. You know, he's traveled all around the
world. No, Jake isn't a flat earther. But the point is, we're only 2 degrees away, right?
I see, yeah.
So, I would guess they're numerous. Mm. I would guess most of them live in Redding.
Is that what you'd guess? What the heck? All right, let me check my foul language. What the heck kind of comment is that?
Well,
you want to be able to walk out this door and walk to your car safely, don't you?
As you know, I spend a year in the library writing a book.
So now you think you're better than the rest of us. You spend a year in the library, and now you think you're better than us.
No, that's not the point. I mean, I've interacted extensively with the kind of people who frequent the library.
I see.
And I've had many books recommended to me by perfect strangers about the alien menace and how they are trying to enslave people from, you know, inside their person suits in the government.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that it's not that far-fetched in this particular community.
I see. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I had a friend online, a friend I made from our Nibiru show.
Mm-hmm.
Not Samuel Hoffman, but another friend from the group.
Sure.
And they were saying, you know, that they were all about believing this, and I didn't really have a chance to ask him about how does a flat Earth and Nibiru both coexist?
Wait, really? Okay, so they believe in both of these.
Well, that was my impression. I didn't really get a chance to dig in on that one.
Well, that... Huh.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one of my big...
Yeah, that stops me in my tracks.
Well, that's one of my big flat Earth questions, is if the Earth is flat, are all the other planets and the moon round? I mean, spherical, you know?
Yeah.
And if so, what's up with that?
There are so many things we could ask about
this
show. Yeah. And we're really going to have to. I'm sure an hour won't be enough for us to ask every question that we have.
And I want to make it clear to the audience that this is not a debate. I'm not looking to debate with this guest. I really know very little about this topic. You know, a lot of my interest comes in UFOs and other planets and so on and so forth. So I kind of I'm kind of a fan of the space that we know today. So I really know next to nothing about this.
Well, I think like you, I'm just curious to see what they have to say.
Very much so. Yeah, that's my,
you know, most every guest we've had on the show has been extremely reasonable and thought through their positions, unorthodox as they are.
Yeah, even the ones that have just been insanely out there ended up being incredibly just kind of articulate, regular conversations.
And clearly had, you know, considered the details of everything. So.
Right, they weren't pulling it out of their hindquarters. They actually had a dogma behind this thing.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's going to be the case here. And
I think so, too. I caught a little bit about our guest, Lori Frary, F-R-A-R-Y.
Like Little House on the Frary.
Little House on the Frary, yeah. Lori Frary. You know, I did enough research on her to, you know that she is a credible, articulate, ready-to-talk-about-this-topic person. But I made it a point not to dig too much into the topic, because seeing how I knew so little about it, I thought,
well, that's what we're
let's just
here.
Go in blind. Yeah. You know, let's just go in blind.
Yeah.
So, this is it. I don't know.
We are standing on the precipice.
Standing on the precipice of learning about the flat Earth, which I don't know. I can't say enough. I guess let's just say, coming up next is our guest, Lori Frary. Said it right. And you are listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Represented seven games in the government for hire in a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your. My team reporters battle Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no plane, fine, then, overflow, population common, do what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, you patriotic, slam, fight, bright, my feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it,
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Abby, I think I have the luck of the Irish this month. Haven Humane's second Tuesday dinner is going to be at Shameless O'Leary's, the only true Irish pub in Reading. Shameless O'Leary's has won multiple awards for their delectable food and known for their outstanding shepherd's pie, Irish tacos, bangers and mash, and more.
Please join us Tuesday, November 14th at Shameless O'Leary's from 5 to 9 p.m. and see what shenanigans will take place. They will generously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the homeless animals.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
All right, now, a friend of mine named Jay is going to be landing jets on aircraft carriers in the Navy there, and he's going to have a nuclear bomb between his legs, and he's going to paint my face on that nuclear bomb, and on the side it's going to say, Mojo says hi. So I wrote this song about it called, Going to Put My Face on a Nuclear Bomb. It goes like this. Well, going to put my face on a nuclear bomb.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. You like that? All right. And yeah. Our guest, Lori Frary. Am I saying that correct, Lori?
You got it right.
All right. You know, we were just talking during the break about how many different types of last names there must be, because like the past like six shows in a row or something, they've all been last names that I've just never seen before, and I've been having to do my best to pronounce them.
Well, they used to call me Frary Dog when I was in school because it rhymed with prairie dog.
Well,
so
that's cute.
There you go.
At least you got a cute nickname, you know.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. Yeah. As far as nicknames with the word dog attached to them, that's about the cutest there is.
Well, you know, I was always okay with it because yeah. I'm kind of a junkyard dog, so it's okay.
All right. So I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, but we were basically talking about how this was a topic that we're really excited to cover because we know so little about it. So our usual opening question is, how did you get started with learning about flat Earth theory?
Well, I am probably as much like most other flat earthers, and that is how most people get started looking into flat Earth, is they hear about it from someone else or saw something on YouTube or something that said the Earth was flat, and you went, what? Wait, what? And so you set out to debunk it. Usually you hear about it two or three times, and you just out of mind, dead about it. And then you talk to a couple people and they say a couple of compelling things and you say, I'm really going to have to look into this more. So you start doing things like, well, if we live on a globe, shouldn't we be able to measure some curvature? And if we're spinning, shouldn't we be able to feel that or observe something that has to do with spinning? So you go look into past experiments that people have done that says the Earth is not spinning. It's completely stationary. And you run into things like the Michelson-Morley experiment or Aries failure. And you'll learn about all of those.
Let me cut you off there. Very new to us. So what is the Michelson-Morley experiment?
Well, there's different experiments that people have done to test if, if the actual Earth is moving or if it's just the sun moving overhead, because it's the opposite, you see. Obviously, if you were spinning around, the sun is in a stationary place or out there, and the Earth is spinning around to give you the 24 hours of daylight, right?
Right.
The opposite effect would be the Earth is stationary and the sun is going overhead. And so it's a form of geocentricity versus heliocentricity. So so you start reading and watching YouTube videos and you start going out looking at things from a different perspective than you used to. And your whole life, from the time you walk into kindergarten, you see a globe on the school teacher's desk, and you start learning about planets and spacemen and moon landings and just everything that has to do with heliocentrism, because that's the accepted generic model that everybody says it is. And so if you have a questioning mind, or if you have, a critical thinker, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to question everything. Typically, that would come in to someone who has questioned other things, like 9/11 or the moon landings, or, is the picture of Earth real, or, who killed JFK, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it's just one other conspiracy that you look into because it's interesting. And then you start finding out all of these things that start to kind of jar your indoctrinated belief, and you keep going and going until you debunk it. And if you can never debunk it, then you're a flat earther.
I'm sure that Sean made a good point in the beginning of this. I was saying that Flat Earth is a – Sean is my co-host here. He tends to be quiet when the guest is on.
Hi.
I was saying that the only other really kind of controversial topic that we've really had on here was we had Jim Lansdale from Killing Bigfoot, and he wanted to kill Bigfoot, Sean made a good point that this is all the more controversial because – most people don't believe in Bigfoot and therefore don't have an opinion. But in this case, those who aren't flat earthers both sides seem to be pretty militant about what they believe. So how did your life react to you starting to come out saying, hey, I think the Earth is flat? Your family and your work and your friends.
Right. Well, let's just start with this. You pretty much get to the point where you go, I'm a flat earther because my joy in life is being hated and ridiculed by everyone. And no flat earther ever. Okay?
Oh, that makes sense.
I like that. That's pretty funny.
So, let's just say this. There's two kinds of flat earthers. Those that just do the research and, maybe join a group or stay within a flat earth discussion, people that, believe the same thing. And then there are those who go out and it's their damn duty, bar none, to change the world and make sure everybody knows the Earth is flat.
Yeah,
and
I've noticed
there's
that
not
there
very
is,
many in between.
I've noticed that there are quite a few people on this topic who are, for lack of a better word, very combative about their belief in it. Like
Okay.
Like they're trying to preach the word, you know, like they're trying to save us from ourselves, maybe, or something like that.
It becomes almost a religious dogma thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's what happens. The first time you say to someone, hey, did you know the earth is flat? And they look at you like, you know, you've lost your mind, or you're punking them, you know, you're just trolling and you're trying to get them to, you know, engage, right?
Right.
So once that happens, the first time, you're going to get one or two reactions. People are either going to laugh at you or they're going to get really mad. And you have a hard time understanding, why are you so mad? I mean, it's like, where show me on the doll where flat earth hurt you, okay? And
I love that. I'm going to totally use that for so many things moving forward. But go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, and you realize, what's making them so angry? And you realize that it's cognitive dissonance, okay? In other words, they've believed something their whole life, and you just told them they were wrong. And their whole worldview would be changed in their mind if they suddenly realized the earth was flat for many reasons. They've been taught their whole lives it's a globe. They've been, you know, shown NASA footage of Mars, and we're out in space, and spacemen and astronauts and moon landings. They've been, you know, watched 1,000 movies about outer space and the whole nine yards. And so space and flat Earth cannot go together.
Aside from the being mean part, you definitely just described me.
That's a big stumbling block right there.
Aside from the being mean about it part.
Most people either laugh or get angry.
Yeah, aside from the being mean about it part, you definitely described me, because that's always been my sort of, you know, stand away from the topic. Reason is because so many things that I love and that are part of my belief system, my core belief system, have to do with space. And I'm the guy who's watched 1,000 alien movies, you know. And, you know,
okay,
they have to do with space and loving
that
stuff.
Imagine if I
told you
that, okay, let's just take them away from being in outer space, and let's just now make them extraterrestrials from over there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have no idea how big it is. We have no idea whether there's portals or gates or, you know, ways for alien beings to come in and out of our world and our realm. I'm going to use the word realm. So to ask someone to give up on extraterrestrials or aliens is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
To tell them that they didn't come from a galaxy far, far away is another story, because the realm has no outer space, okay? In other words, out there beyond is either ether or another realm next door, for example, some, who knows, parallel universe, or maybe Mars is over there. And perhaps they do have a way to come in here, and because you can't disregard so many phenomenon that has occurred with beings from another realm. I'm just going to use that term.
Yeah.
You can't negate that.
Yeah, I get it. You're using realm because we don't necessarily know what to call it, so we're just giving it that term. Until we understand.
Sure, because the realm has no real definition except by whatever its supernatural or natural boundaries are.
Right. Okay, well, we're coming up on our first break here. You are listening to our guest, Lori Frary, and we are talking about the Flat Earth Theory, and we're learning all that we can. So come on back. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
I'm not afraid to Tuesday's Free Fire Radio will feature co-host Ted Leidy, Command Sergeant Major, U.S. Army retired and owner of Northern Firearms Instruction. Topics will include Congress is asking questions about why American troops are stationed in an African nation that few people have even heard of that is embroiled in a civil war in the wake of the death of four U.S. service members. We will also talk to Coachmaster about modern repair techniques that leave your car in better condition than the day it rolled off the assembly line. Tuesday, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Sure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, salute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Lori Ferry.
Lori, so here's, I have a whole list of questions that might be stupid. I don't know. So
there's no stupid questions.
Oh, good. I'm off the
hook. Not in Flat Earth anyway.
Yeah,
let me preface that by saying that there is so much disinformation out there about Flat Earth that it's no wonder people are confused about it, get mad, don't understand it, don't understand why people would even think that in 2017 that the Earth is flat with, you know, all that's come before. So you got to delve through all kinds of fake maps and fake models and speculation and all kinds of things. It really is a personal journey. So.
Well, then I'll ask you the big question first while we have plenty of time.
Okay.
The big question is, why would they lie to us about it?
That's always the first question. Why would they lie?
Yeah.
And there's three things quickly that I can answer that with from my perspective. And the first one is control. Control is always why they lie. If you're in charge, you know, if you're in control of reality, then you're in control of most people. And the second is a way to hide, I guess, what you would call creation, whether it was an intelligent design versus evolution, Big Bang, blah, blah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because all of these things are opposed to each other. There's a dichotomy here.
Mm-hmm.
And but the main reason, in my opinion, is if you can control the not only the belief system of people, and there are biblical flat earthers and non-biblical, both, okay, and everything in between. People who believe in God as the creator of all of this are going to be opposed to believing in evolution and Big Bang and all that stuff because it's opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, you know, if you can, I'll give you one example that's just glaring. $19 billion a year of tax dollars is given to NASA alone for space fakery. And $19 billion in 1 year, that's a lot of money. What are they doing with it? You know, so it's really kind of down to if the world is flat and this is all there is and all of that, it's almost like people would feel freer. People would feel more in control of their life rather than being a dot in the universe in a billion planets flying through space, and we're at the mercy of those who control the world. So that's my thought on it.
I see. So do flat earthers believe in other planets?
Of
or
course,
is that kind of
but
all?
They're not planets. They're not orbs.
They're also flat.
Well, it's not that they're flat. The best way that I could describe it would be, See, it always sounds crazy when you just come out and say it because it took you a long time to think about it. And then once you kind of got there and then you look back at the past, you go, yeah, it probably does sound a little crazy. But if you go and look at the stars, have you ever seen stars twinkle?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever zoomed in on one with a like a P900?
I'm sorry.
It looks
ask
like
that again?
A dancing tetrahedron of light.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spinning and moving around. That's what it looks like. And so people who are biblical and look at it from a biblical standpoint say, okay, well, the stars are the angels and the planets are the ones that keep moving around that don't stay in their places, okay? And so, you know, there's all kinds of ways to look at it. But if you look at it from a purely, observation way, they're just not billions of miles away, and it's not taking millions of years for the light to get here. I've watched stars move around in the sky and focus tightly on them with a camera and a video camera. And, my God, it's like, that's a star? That's not at all what I thought it was.
So this view of other planets are that we believe that the lights that we're seeing are there. They're just not necessarily a planet.
Right. Okay, so my analogy would be this. If the Earth is flat, consider it the pool table. Do the balls on the table have to be flat, too? No.
Right. No,
see, that's
I get
the problem.
That. No.
Everybody associates because they think their ball's up there flying around, that we're a ball also.
Well,
so
you know,
you have to
part
be
of
able to differentiate.
Part of the, you know, science part that's hard to get past is that gravity is what's making the ball. I don't know.
Here's what starts to happen.
I'm getting lost.
Once you go, okay, you said gravity. See, flat earthers have already poo-pooed gravity. Gravity is bullshit.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
That's right.
Gravity has never been proven as anything more than a theory. Most people don't understand that it is still in theory form. All
right.
There's no way to prove gravity. So gravity can easily be replaced with buoyancy and density. If you jump off the roof, you're going to splat on the ground because you weigh more than the air, right?
Right, sure.
That's got nothing to do with gravity.
Like we had a guest on who talked about that gravity. I'm not sure if he was saying there was no gravity, but he was saying that it was an electromagnetic universe?
Think it was the Nibiru guy talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Electromagnetism.
Okay. If you want to replace terms, see, here's what happens, okay? Once you become a flat earther or once you start investigating it, then you start really getting into terms. You know, people will laugh at you, but then you go, hey, dude, do you even know what latitude you live on? Like, I know more about the Earth itself and science from trying to debunk it, then you probably know since you stopped learning when you were in the sixth grade about it, right?
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. I always say that I'm the world's smartest
eighth
grader.
You've seen the man on the street videos where they go up and go, hey, do you know who Joe Biden is? And they go, I don't know, doesn't he sing with AC/DC?
Yeah, I have seen this.
Okay. So trying to argue with somebody about something, that's why I don't argue. I just introduce the topic, and I say, if you're interested at all, go look into it. If you're not, then your life won't change. You'll still get up and go to work tomorrow. The difference today is people say, you know, don't you even science, dude? And then you go, of course I science. What are you talking about? They have given us so many tools to play with now. Cameras and zoom lenses and so much technology. That what's happened is people have turned around and used it to do whatever they want with it. So what happened is, and this is also my opinion and the opinion of many flat earthers, is that flat earth was totally rolled out as a psyop so that people would look into it, find it silly, find it stupid, not spend that much effort on it, and then walk away, and that's the end of that. The other people would get very involved, and then they would follow these gurus on YouTube, and they would listen to their whole spiel about, and the sun goes in this circle on this circle map, and what holds water in? Oh, it's an ice wall around the outside. And you go, what? What are they even saying? This is not what everybody believes, but because there's these gurus on YouTube who are spouting this stuff over and over, it becomes a form of cult washing, okay, like brainwashing, cult washing, and they create this dogma that everybody's supposed to believe in, and then if you go, no, I'm sorry, that's not right, then they start fighting amongst each other, okay? I'm one of the ostracized flat earthers because I questioned the flat earth model, and so that's why I've been doing podcasting for the last couple of years is because, wait a minute, you guys know the Earth is flat for these reasons. There's no curvature. We're not spinning, you know, so on and so forth. But why do you believe in that stupid map and model that some old guy created 100, 200 years ago or whatever of the sun going around in a circle like a freaking flashlight? And this ice wall around there, and what is it now on the back of a turtle, too? You guys buying into that story also? You know, so you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are those who question even the model that other people have embraced.
Well, let me cut you off right at that point because we're about to go to our next commercial break. You're listening to Lori Frary here on Radio Wasteland, and we are discussing Flat Earth.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Snakes that can crawl, and the cheetahs that can fall, and the ghosts.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Lori Frary, and we're talking about Flat Earth. So, Lori, I got a question here. I'm guessing that nobody knows the answer to this, but this is one of my questions, my Flat Earth questions. What's on the other side?
What's on the other side of Flat Earth? What do you mean, above, below, sideways?
Well, I mean, if we're on a disc, is there, what, is there?
Not a disc.
Oh.
Okay, so that's a problem. It's not a disc.
It's a plane. Is that?
It's a realm.
Right.
And when you consider what a realm is, okay, outside of the realm, you wouldn't have any way of knowing. People have biblical references to what's outside of the realm, but, in my opinion, ether is outside of the realm, which is why we had, you know, Einstein and his relativity, and then the arguments with, you know, back and forth as how do you measure, and, you know, people will believe in quarks and black holes, that you talk about flat earth and a realm, and then they go, what? So you can't see any of that. You can't observe it. So how would you be able to answer the question? But I believe, do you know what a tetrahedron is?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just consider every plane inside the tetrahedron, or the, you know, hexahemagramophon, whatever some of those really
I get what you're
ones.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like a sphere made out of flat planes.
Okay, so what would be on any of the other layers of the plane or realm you wouldn't have any way of knowing? Now, one of the things that I think is a possibility as to why they hide the flat Earth is because there is more to the realm out there, and possibly, you know, if you have a different density, you could go through this portal. I mean, what is the Stargate concept and all of that? Do you see what I'm saying? And you may go into an alternate universe or a parallel plane, or I don't know. But most flat earthers have serious speculation about the Arctic and the Antarctic, because they would be the ends of the realm. East and west, you can go in till you come back to where you started, sort of. And I get in trouble because I use this word because people get flipped out, but I use the word Pac-Man, all right? If you were going east and...
Like if you go too far, if you go far enough to the left, you end up at the right, but more on a portal level and less on a spherical
level.
Right.
More of a time, you know... It's either time continuing or even could be like a wallpaper effect, like a repeat pattern on a wallpaper. I don't know.
I see.
That's the problem. Once you start speculating, you sort of start to lose people. It's sort of an internal thing or something that you talk about with other abstract thinkers, not concrete ones.
So your use of the word realm and stuff like that makes me think that some of your belief in this situation has a bit of maybe a Nordic, like a Norse belief in the universe where there are multiple realms. Is this, are you familiar with this?
I would say I could understand why you would
except
think
that's
that, and that's okay. It's not wrong. I just don't have a problem with supernatural, see? Most
right.
people can't wrap their mind around something supernatural. They get all weird because they only understand natural law. Natural law is just that which has been explained to us by scientists, right?
Right.
So that means they tested it or they came up with a theory or a hypothesis about it. It could be some reverse engineered ad hoc theory for all we know, because until something can be observed, tested, and repeated and come out the same way that every time, it's really just speculation. So that's why I'm a little different than a lot of flat earthers, is because I've kept my mind open the whole time. I don't have a problem with not knowing. And most people need to fill in the blank, because they were taught an entire system from the time they were in school, the globe, the universe, they have names for everything, everything's a system, right?
Right.
And so once you start to break down the system, most people need to fill that with something, which is why when you go on the Flat Earth Society, if you go research Flat Earth, just type it into Google, the first thing you're going to come to is the Flat Earth Society and all of its rubbish and disinfo. It literally is a disinformation agency. And so you start reading things like, oh, there's no gravity. The Earth rises up at 9 inches per minute or something to make up for gravity. And you just go, what? What? So it's like that, all right? That's the level of disinfo that you have to go through. Most people just listen to some other guru who talks smoothly and has a good shtick and comes up with what they think it all is. And then people just go, oh, well, that sounds pretty good. That resonates with me, they'll say.
Well, one of the topics that comes up on a regular basis, you know, as in my adventures across the internet, as I come to Flat Earth, is this concept of a prison planet. Is this something, okay. I'm from what you've been saying, I'm guessing this is not something that you subscribe
no,
to.
Not something that I espouse to. There is a flat earth, well-known flat earther name called, his name is Mark Sargent, and he came up with the, what is called the flat earth plues, and he came up with this idea that we live in an enclosed world, like the Truman Show, and everything is like, almost a, like a game, like a video game. It's
kind of a Matrix.
His
thing.
Own speculation, okay? It's his right. own speculation. And so, but a lot of people, the first time they hear about Flat Earth, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to YouTube and they're going to look for the most watched videos, right?
Right.
And that's typically what we do to try to learn and get up to speed. Well, the most watched videos are more often than not disinformation.
Well, that would make sense. You know, I don't know who said it, but they said that the best way to win the revolution is to start it.
Yep. And if you want to control it, put people in control to control it from the beginning. And, you know, we all have heard of gatekeepers and gaslighters. And, you know, people know that Alex Jones was the one who started talking about 9/11 being an inside job. And part of what he put out there was true. But then a whole bunch of other crap came in that isn't true or that is speculation. And people are used to, I mean, it's a culture, it's society. People want to become a part of a movement. They want to be in a community. You find that across the board with every conspiracy theory, every belief system out there. And so it's a thing about belonging. And so you just, you know, you go with the flow. And I've had people tell me, why are you attacking the flat earth map? And why are you attacking the flat earth model? You know, can't we just all get along? And can't we just take down the bad guys and expose the lie without the inside fighting? Well, no, I'm sorry. I can't let you guys just keep putting a false map out there and a false model out there that I know is false. And you keep putting it in your videos and you've got it on your profile pictures on Facebook and it's everywhere and it's false. So I can't be quiet about that.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Can you tell our listeners where they can find out more about you and find out more about what you're telling us?
Sure. I have a website called flatearthconspiracy.com. I have a Facebook page called flatearthconspiracy.com. And I have a YouTube channel called Flat Earth Conspiracy, not .com, just Flat Earth Conspiracy.
Wow. And I appreciate your branding
and YouTube videos and just keep talking about it and keep the discussion going and see what it turns into. Sooner or later, we're going to discover that everybody's going to realize the Earth is flat.
Well, we really appreciate having you on the show. I feel like I know a bit more about this topic. Like I said, I knew very little about it. And thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, we barely touched the surface. So if you ever want to talk about it again, give me a shout out and I'll be happy to come and answer more questions.
I guarantee you I will. You've been listening to Lori Frary on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
Eyes wide, mind, suddenly everything flies by fine. Mind goes on holiday in its stead, clicking along the curve, plucking tongues. How could they have the nerve? There is hardly a method, you know. There is hardly a method, you know. It's a broken poem, started up yesterday and it came true now. Mine was on holiday, it's a no. There is hardly a method, you know.
There is hardly a method you know.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump's urging House Republicans to pass a budget this week so they can turn their attention to tax reform.
The president joined a conference call with House GOP members on Sunday, personally imploring them to swiftly adopt the budget that was passed by the Senate last week. He warned that action on tax reform is crucial to avoiding political failure in 2018. The president also tweeted that there will be no change to tax incentives for the popular 401k retirement programs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, the House is indeed looking into tax reform.
The Hill is reporting that House Republicans...